Hi, this is. Hi, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Service, and I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your house will work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
I don't understand the question.
I'm sorry, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yeah.
I know this is a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely.
And what is your age?
I decline to answer.
That's okay. Moving on. Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Caucasian.
Thank you. Regardless of who you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Not a very strong Democrat.
And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, general speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction which the country is headed?
What was the second answer?
Satisfied.
Oh.
The options are very satisfied. I'm sorry?
What were the options?
Is very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
The third option.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if somewhat important, and a 0 if it is important at all. You can use in the number between 0 and 10. Reducing crime from 0 to 10, how important that is?
5.
Creating more affordable housing?
9.
Thank you. Lowering taxes?
9.
Protecting abortion rights?
7.
Thank you. Tackling climate change?
7.
Creating more jobs and raising wages?
7.
Securing the southern border?
9. No, let's go 10.
10. Funding for drug and substance abuse programs?
7.
Thank you. Now I'd like to rate your feelings over some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Kamala Harris, how would you grade her from 0 to 100?
20.
McDonald's?
No comment.
Tina Kotick?
No comment.
Janelle Bynum?
What?
Say again?
I'm sorry, Janelle Bynum.
No comment.
Joe Biden?
And we're rating currently?
Yes, from 0 to 100.
Ten.
Ten. J.D. Benz?
Seventy.
Democrats in Congress?
40.
Lurie Chavez de Raymer?
No comment.
Donald Trump?
80.
And Republicans in Congress?
60.
Thank you. I know this is still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today, would you vote for independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or Republican Donald Trump?
Trump.
I know this is still a way off, but if the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lurie Chavez de Raymer?
No comment.
Thank you. Even though you say that you were on, had no comment, if you have to decide which candidate would you lean towards, Janelle Bynum or Lurie Chavez de Raymer, if you already decided as well, please say so.
No comment.
Thank you. Even though you're not supporting Janelle Bynum, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bynum? A small chance, not a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support for her?
No comment.
I'm sorry?
No comment.
Even though you're not supporting Lurie Chavez de Raymer now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Chavez de Raymer? A small chance?
No.
A very slight
no
chance?
Comment.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
Disapprove.
Disapprove. Do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove. And I voted for him.
And do you approve? Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job way Lurie Chavez de Raymer is handling her job as a as your member of Congress?
No comment.
Thank you. Now I want to read you a little bit of more about information about your two candidates running for Congress, Janelle Bynum and Lurie Chavez de Raymer. Serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first black woman to represent our community. In Salem, she has been a workhorse, not a show horse, with a proven track record of working with both parties and fighting to improve our schools and make our community safer. She's not afraid to go against her party and find practical solutions to our problems and get the things done. And in Congress, she will stand up to extremists on both sides to deliver for Oregon families. As mayor of Happy Valley, Lurie Chavez de Raymer lead Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members, working to solve our toughest problems from homelessness to access to childcare. Lurie was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing.
Pardon me.
Sorry?
I think I've run out of time.
We're almost done, sir.
Okay.
We're in the 70%.
I don't know if I can listen so much more. I can give you some quick answers, but.
Yes. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. It is okay if you didn't. But let me ask you again, in the election for Congress we'll hold today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lurie Chavez de Raymer? If you're undecided, please say so.
Chavez.
Thank you. And specifically, stuck out most to you about Lori Chavez de Remer? This is an open question.
What's the question?
And what specifically stuck out most to you about Lori Chavez de Remer? It's an open question.
Oh, I'm just not happy with the way Democrats have been leading, and so I think the Republicans are gonna have better luck leading our country.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I'll be talking about Janelle Bynum. Please rate his demo from 0 to 10, which means that STEM is very convinced and reason to support Janelle Bynum. A 5 is somewhat convinced and reason, and assuming that is not at all convinced and reason to support Janelle Bynum from Congress. You may use a number between 0 and 10. Janelle Bynum is not your standard Democrat, doesn't believe either party has all the answers. She's a politician, so you're just playing games, and she's going to Washington to change its way because it's no longer serving us. And she's done it in Salem, where she has bridged the gap between Democrats and Republicans to find practical solutions to create more manufacturing jobs and get fentanyl off our streets. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that for you?
So what's the question?
It isn't a statement. How convincing are you for the statement that I just gave you? I read to you. Janelle Bynum is not your stand. Yes, from 0 to 10, being 10 the very convincing, 5 somewhat convincing, and 0 not at all convincing. You can use a number from 0 to 10.
3.
Janelle Bynum has a history of protecting abortion rights, and she has never wavered on this issue. After Roe versus Wade was overturned, she sponsored a bill to ensure Oregon women have the same rights they didn't when Roe was still law. In Congress, she will fight back against Republicans who wants to overlook Oregon law with a national abortion ban. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that for you?
8.
Janelle Bynum is sick of what is happening to our neighborhoods and the partisan games that continue to be played. Like many of us, she voted for Measure 110 and thought it has good intentions, but she's seen how disastrous it has been for our communities. Rather than ignoring the problem, she took the first step to fixing it by crossing party lines and voting with Republicans in Salem to recriminalize drugs. Janelle will always put up solutions over politics. From 0 to 10, how convincing it is for you?
I mean, I'm convinced, but I don't agree with it.
You can I believe
Well, I believe the statement's true, but I don't want her to do that.
Okay, so from 0 to 10, how will you be convinced to vote for her then? Under that statement.
Oh, to vote for her? Yeah, 10.
Okay, Janelle Bynum, Harris politicians say our economy is getting better, but as a working mother for local business owners, she is facing the same struggles we are. Her children can afford to buy a home around here, and rent has skyrocketed. Low-paying jobs are cutting in. That's why her own business hires low-skilled workers and offers scholarships to help workers gain the skills they need to advance, to pass opportunity on, and make sure everyone has a fair chance to get ahead. From 0 to 10, how would you grade it to vote for her?
4. So it's been over 10 minutes now. How many more questions do we have?
We're 85%. Then the last few questions will be for statistical purposes. I will ask you some more questions about Lori Chavez de Remer, and we're done. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you again. In the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez de Remer?
Lori Chavez de Remer.
Now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns people have raised about Lori Chavez de Remer. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez de Remer for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all, okay? Lori Chavez de Remer says one thing in Oregon and does another in D.C. She claims she was a moderate in her last campaign, but later she said, quote, "You can compromise," end quote. Since then, she has abandoned Oregon values in favor of the MAGA agenda, changing her mind on nearly every major issue she campaigned on. Lori is just another typical politician playing partisan games. It is a great deal, quite a bit, just someone not at all about supporting her.
Yes, ma'am.
Lori Chavez de Raymer talks about fighting drug use and illegal immigration, but in reality, she makes those problems worse. Chavez Raymer has invested in, profited from a ketamine treatment clinic and cannabis business. Then as a mayor of Happy Valley, she voted to loosen drug laws. As a member of Congress, she refused to vote on legislation to secure our southern border, letting fentanyl flow into our communities. It's a great deal, quite a bit, just some or not at all.
Just some.
Now I want to ask you again, if the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Biden or Republican Lori Chavez de Raymer?
I have to look more into it.
Okay.
Now I'm...
Even to say that you need to look more into it, if you have to decide which candidate would you lean towards, Janelle Biden or Lori Chavez de Raymer, if you're decided, please say so.
The first option.
Thank you. The last request on the first article is for Presolin. What is the last year of a school?
Again,
that you have
cut out.
Sorry?
You cut out.
I'm sorry. Repeat, what is the last year of a schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor of Science.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, and live with a partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
Single.
Thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union employee association?
No.
In the 2020 elections for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Excellent. So this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and your participation, sir. We appreciate your
opinion. Thank you. Yep, thank you. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. You too as well. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.